Fast Hour. Hope you're having a great day. If you'd like information on the trip that we just mentioned, you can go to AveMariaRadio.net pilgrimage page. And we're really hoping that we can get enough people to go. I think we have about 10 women signed up. We need 20. There's still room. And if you live in the Florida area, you don't have to even stay at the hotel. We have a private price available if you wanted to stay home. We did have one woman, a listener of ours down in Naples, Florida, who said she would prefer to stay at home and just come and visit us at the hotel. And so we came up for a separate package price for her. Okay. So every Friday, and I'm probably going to continue this through the election now based on the great response we've gotten, I'm going to be doing a segment from 39 minutes past the hour to pretty much the top of the hour called Fact Check Friday. And we do have a link on my website now, TeresaTamio.com/Fact Check Friday, and we will put the links to these segments plus the resources to which we're referring there for you. And so if you want to share it with someone, you can always go to our homepage at AveMariaRadio.net and click on the archive section, because as I say all the time, Andrew does a great job of pulling together all the resources, the links, different books, different websites that we discuss on the program. And then you can also share the segments or share the links with your friends if you want them to hear the discussions. So last week we talked about negativity. We also talked about the lack of context, zero context, and we also talked about the extreme bias, which all ties in together. And we talked a lot about Amy Coney Barrett and what's happening with her. And I looked at the Society of Professional Journalists Code of Ethics, which you can find very easily online. And just do a search, Society of Professional Journalists Code of Ethics. The Radio and Television News Directors Association also has a similar code of ethics. And what is amazing to me is how these ethics, these codes that they're supposedly calling the gold standard, especially the Society of Professional Journalists, which has been around for a very long time, these are supposedly the gold standards of journalism. Because as I was telling Jeanette when we were taping our shows yesterday, in the media, we have the First Amendment. We don't have, let's say, like the state bars or the bar association or medical boards that can hold other professions to task legally without having to force people to go to court. In terms of the press, because of the country's interest in our founding fathers and a First Amendment, a free press, even if you were to take networks to court, it's very difficult to win, let's say, a case regarding a defamation of character, slander, libel. Even Nicholas Sandman is having a rough time, even though the cases are moving forward. It's not so cut and dry. So the reason I decided to do these segments is because so many people I'm hearing from and so many people who are writing us and calling in, as was the case with Dr. Ray Grundy's show yesterday, the doctor is in, so many people are basing major decisions on feelings and emotions that are, and I know they are, because of my research, because of my studies, because of my own experience, 20 years in the business, they are allowing themselves to be duped, to be formed, to be brainwashed by the media to the point where there is a loss of reason and balance in their thinking. When we look at the sin of omission, we now have in this country a major scandal that needs to be investigated, but that a majority of media, as I said in my newscast, have decided not to cover this story and to literally run protection for a candidate of the highest office in the land and the most powerful office in the world. After 2.5 years of aiding and abetting a so-called investigation that cost the taxpayers nearly $50 million and came up with zip, zero, nada. Now, however you feel or think about the two presidential candidates, you need to realize what the media are doing. They are operating as state-run media. In the case of NPR, they have blatantly come out and have said, they have told the American people with no qualms that they are not going to cover this story about the allegations against Joe Biden, his son Hunter, the connections between China and Ukraine and making money off of this. The vice president, former vice president, denied it on the record last night for the whole world to see 3 or 4 times. Meanwhile, the media also made zero mention, except on more conservative outlets such as Fox News and other sites, of this man who came forward who describes himself as a Democrat. He's a former naval officer. And he says, I can't keep silent anymore. I realize I'm putting myself and my family in harm's way. But he turned over, I think it was three phones, and he's meeting with federal officials today. The FBI, and this is a whole nother question. Why didn't the FBI, which is no fan of President Trump, we know this, why didn't the media question the FBI? They've had apparently this laptop, the laptop from hell as the president refers to it, for months. And now because of an investigative report that was released last week by the New York Post, we're finding out what is on this laptop, and it's pretty damaging. And the media are saying, no, nothing to look at here. And yet again, for 2.5 years, they supported, promoted, drove home 24/7, Russia, 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 Russia. And even in this case, with the former vice president, basically took the talking point from the Democratic Party, tell people that it's more Russia interference. And how'd that work for him the first time? 48 million of our taxpayer dollars spent on an investigation that ended up with nothing. The Mueller investigation imploded. His testimony, if you recall, was just horrible. And they are refusing to look at mounting evidence of corruption here, allegations of corruption. And should they be looking at this skeptically? Of course. That's what a reporter is supposed to do. You're supposed to come at it always considering the source. Does someone have something to gain here? In this case, if you look at this person, he has everything to lose. Given our cancel culture, and given what's at stake. One of Hunter Biden's former partners in business is imprisoned and had to be moved to a protective area because of this story. And yet, the secular media are not covering it. And add on to that, as Dr. Ray was trying to get this point across yesterday, people are not looking at that because the media are guilty of the sin of omission. They're supposed to avoid conflicts of interest, real or perceived, and disclose unavoidable conflicts. They're supposed to recognize, and this is right from the Code of Ethics, recognize a special obligation to serve as watchdogs over public affairs and government. Seek to ensure that the public's business is conducted in the open and that public records are open to all. So how can you, for example, as NPR, which is paid for, by the way, brothers and sisters, by your tax dollars and mine, come out and say, no, nothing to look at here. We don't want to waste the public's time. Gee, well, thank you very much, but you wasted our time and trumpeted a false story based on a fake dossier, and you helped cost us $48 million. Now, again, we're not telling you for whom to vote. We're putting this out there, but from a journalistic standpoint, again, this is not journalism. This is state-run media. And on top of all that, this is the same media that attacked Nicholas Sandman and came very close to destroying his life in more ways than one, attacking Amy Coney Barrett, makes fun of our faith consistently, and took the story that broke yesterday, and granted there was a lot of confusion of that, but as Al said in his show, jumped from comments from the Pope about civil unions. So all of a sudden the church is all about so-called same-sex marriage. They attack the church on the abortion issue, on priestly celibacy, on the male priesthood. And this is the media that people are allowing to control their emotions to the point where they're not balancing it against the most preeminent issue. And they are not taking the step further and seeing where these candidates stand. Yesterday, one of the callers into Dr. Ray's show, when Dr. Ray pushed him and said, all right, you don't like a particular candidate, but what about the other guy who supports partial birth abortion? Are you okay with abortion through, I'm paraphrasing, but are you okay with abortion through 9 months of pregnancy and even partial birth abortion? And then he described perfectly what a partial birth abortion is. And there's a little bit of silence on the other end. And then the man and I almost jumped through the ceiling at that point, off my chair and through the ceiling. My Italian was up to unrecognizable degrees. I really don't think he supports that, the person said. Please. He is on record repeatedly by saying he supports abortion through 9 months of pregnancy. He said this less than 2 weeks ago, speaking to Lester Holt from NBC in the town hall that they had. He asked him directly about Roe v. Wade. He said he was going to codify it as law. What does Roe v. Wade give us? Abortion through 9 months of pregnancy. And he wants us to pay for it, Biden has said. Again, I'm putting out the facts there. Did the media report this? That was a live show, and so he said it. But does that get played over and over again? No, because the media know that a majority of people in this country are pro-life. And so they try to paint him as a moderate. Omission, omission, omission. Whether it's on abortion, whether it's on scandals that pertain to the party that they openly support. Not to mention they have failed to share their conflicts of interest with every single person. Janet and I were talking about this yesterday in our taping. Every single person, so-called journalist, involved in these debates, whether it be the vice presidential debate or the presidential debates, has strong ties, including money, to the Democratic Party. How is that fair and balanced, brothers and sisters? And how in the world can you allow a media that consistently attacks our faith, that consistently lies about our faith, that attacks good Catholics like Amy Coney Barrett, to affect your reasoning so much that you are ignoring the preeminent issue? Nothing compares to the lives of 2,000 babies a day in this country, up to 1 million a year. And late-term abortions? Well, the left wants you to think that they don't happen. Really? Look it up. The CDC will tell you 1/10 of abortions are late-term. So what is, I'm not great at math, but that's about 10,000 late-term abortions a year. The sin of omission. And we are allowing ourselves to be controlled by our feelings and our emotions, which, as Father Mitch Pacwa said, are so fluid and run all over the map, as opposed to being open to the reality of the situation, even if we don't like what we see. And do you honestly think that the other candidate is Mr. Congeniality, and he hasn't said some pretty awful things about particular people, not just this president, in the past? You haven't seen it. Why is that? Because the media don't show it. Again, omission. That is not reporting. That is propaganda. And we have a responsibility to know the truth and to do our homework, to look at the platforms, to look at where these candidates stand, and to understand their vision, as Michael Warsaw said to us yesterday, commenting on that fabulous piece that he did explaining the difference in the visions. We cannot tell you for whom to vote, but we can tell you that we have to understand what's at stake here and that we have to look at the teachings of the church, not our feelings, not our emotions. The reasoning is being dumbed down because we are allowing ourselves to be continually manipulated, again, by a media that not only obviously dislikes the current president, but put that aside, but cannot stand the church in which you claim to be a member, and a faithful member at that. We'll be right back.